She felt the hiver fall away. With a movement of a few sand grains, a sizzle in the air, it slid slowly across the black sand.
"And good riddance to ye!"
Rob Anybody shouted after it. "No, don't say that."
"But it killed folk to stay alive."
It didn't want to. It didn't know how people work.
"Well, that was a fine load of blethers you gave it at any rate."
Tiffany wondered if it had been. Maybe it didn't matter. Maybe it only had to be true enough for Arthur. Her eyes, the inner eyes that opened twice, were beginning to close. She could feel the power draining away. You couldn't stay in that state for long. She sat down, just for a moment, and picked up a handful of the sand. It rose above her head, twisting like smoke, reflecting the starlight through it, then settled back, as if it had all the time in the world. She'd never felt this tired. She closed her eyes and closed her eyes again.
"Hey, rise and shine!"
Someone kicked her hard on the foot.
"Ye canna get to sleep, no here."
Still feeling muzzy, Tiffany pushed herself back onto her feet and turned to the dark door. It wasn't there. There were her footprints in the sand, but they were slowly disappearing. There was nothing around her but dead desert. Forever. She turned back towards the distant mountains, but her view was blocked by a tall figure in black, holding a scythe.
"Good afternoon."
Tiffany stared up into a black hood. There was a skull in it, but the eye sockets glowed blue. At least bones had never frightened her. They were only chalk that had walked around. But Rob Anybody gave a yell and leapt for the hood. There was a thud. Death took a step backwards, then raised a skeletal hand to his cowl and pulled out an incandescently angry pixie by his hair, holding him at arm's length.
"Is this yours?"
No, his.
"I was not expecting a Nac Mac Feagle today. Otherwise I would have worn protective clothing. Ha ha."
"You are Death, aren't you?"
"You are not afraid?"
"No, not yet. This might sound a silly question, but which way to the egress, please?" There was a pause.
"Isn't that a female eagle?"
"No, everyone thinks that. Actually, it's the way out, the exit." Death pointed.
"You have to walk the desert. But only the dead take that way."
"There was a door here."
"Ah, yes. But that was a way in, you see."
"What's the difference?"
"A fairly important one. You will have to see yourselves out, and do not fall asleep here. Sleep here never ends."
Death vanished. Rob dropped to the sand. They were alone.